This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour. It's the DJV show. That's Dance for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out this week. He is traveling through Ireland, and we are also jealous. He didn't even offer to take us with him, but he will be checking in with us maybe even this hour, so we'll see if that happens. In the meantime, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here with a little bit of health news to start off your hour. A couple of trending stories. First, the FDA, ladies, is going to be holding CBD regulations this week. A public hearing, actually, about CBD products that will be coming in the next month or so. They're going to be collecting information about whether or not people like these products, whether or not these CBD products are working for people. CBD is cannabis oil. Is that right? Am I saying it right? Mm-hmm. Cannabis oil? Yeah. It's such a hard word for me to say.
It's a weird name.
Which is, of course, one of the ingredients is cannabis in this. It doesn't have the THC. CBD is not to make you high. It's supposed to give you all the anti-inflammatory properties, all the good stuff that people use marijuana for, and it's marketed in everything now. If you've seen it, I mean, it's absolutely everywhere. It's in topical lotions like balms. It's in drops that you put under your tongue. It's in food products. It's in supplements. It's in teas. It's everywhere, and there are a lot of claims that come with CBD. It's supposed to be an anti-anxiety treatment. It's supposed to be for anti-inflammatory properties. Everybody's using the CBD. It is like the next big thing. And it's marketed from relieving pain to reducing stress, anxiety, but the ingredient is not yet sanctioned by the FDA. So now federal officials want to discuss what kind of regulatory framework they need to have for use in CBD products. There's a public hearing that'll be scheduled next month, but in the meantime, the FDA is going to be meeting individually with small groups trying to get as much information as possible about the uses and effects of CBD. And this just piqued my attention because I think it's almost been the topic of conversation for people to now talk about whether or not these products are working. I even heard Kim Kardashian is doing a CBD-themed baby shower for the fourth kid that she's expecting. So this is truly like the next big thing. And I know, ladies, I think we've all had experience with CBD. Has it worked for anybody? Do we have any success stories? Or is it not working? What do you guys make of this?
Well, two things. I have been using it for my dog. My dog Cooper is 16, and so Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, had mentioned that a lot of problems that dogs get as they age, inflammation in the joints, and Cooper has kind of a stiff shoulder, and I've been giving him CBD oil for about 2 months, and I actually notice a marked difference in him. And so it has calmed down his anxiety, because sometimes as a senior, he has some episodes where he'll kind of like wander around the house a little bit. That has definitely gotten better, and he doesn't limp anymore when he gets off of his bed. So I've definitely noticed a lot of improvement in him. I've been sort of sneaking a little bit from his because I bought him like human grade CBD and not like just junk from a pet store. And that's part of the problem is that because there's no regulation on CBD content right now and what the purity level is, that there have been a lot of independent testing that has shown that you think you're buying CBD oil, but the amount that they say that's the concentration is actually not that at all. And it's cut with all kinds of cheap oils like vegetable oil and canola oil and all kinds of stuff that, because it needs an oil base as well. So the stuff that I give Cooper is, it's expensive, but it came highly rated, and it's cut with coconut oil. So you have to really be careful of the stuff that you buy. And unfortunately, CBD oil, like you said, Jen, is everywhere now. You can buy it in Whole Foods, you can buy it in any kind of nature, you know, natural market, and you just don't know what you're getting. So I am in favor of the government kind of having a hold on this in some way and saying, look, this is the standardized amount of CBD oil that you should have. here's the dosage, because people have no idea about the dosage. I have friends who are like, oh, I started taking CBD oil, and they're just like downing dropper after dropper, and it's like, well, no one can OD over it, but still, you don't know what kind of harm you're doing. And they're just, people ran wild with this. And I think it's smart that the FDA is going to pump the brakes a little bit, because it has so many wonderful benefits, but only if you're getting the real pure stuff. If you're getting junk,
Yeah, not too much, not too little. I think that's a great point. In other health news, there is also a story today about a woman who went on a three-week fruit juice diet. I don't know if you guys heard about this.
No.
She was put on by an alternative therapist. At least that's what authorities are calling it. An alternative therapist had put her on a diet of only water and juice, and she did it for 3 weeks. Medics say that she was on the diet for that long. Her weight dropped below 90 pounds, and the diet caused the salt imbalance, and now she's got irreversible brain damage after doing this three-week fruit juice diet. I think it's just a good reminder when we talk about all this stuff to not go crazy, like you said. Don't down a bottle of CBD oil. Don't do these extreme things. Just make subtle changes to see if they improve your life, because I think we just kind of go – it's such a human thing to –
You want to
start down
the
path of something. Yeah, we want the quick fix. We want good health. We want it yesterday. And so we do some of these things in extreme ways. Yeah. And sometimes there's no coming back from that. The doctors are worried that this woman was suffering from a lot of different maladies, I guess, including water intoxication. She had done so much water that her body was being wiped out of sodium. Her heart wasn't functioning. Her brain wasn't functioning. And she wasn't replacing any electrolytes. This extreme detox diet, they have been known to cause things like seizures and heart problems for a long time. But now, 3 weeks in, she's maybe got brain damage now for the rest of her life because of this.
I would also say people just need to listen to their body, because she must have felt at some point during the process of this, and maybe she just thought, okay, I'm cleansing myself and this is how it's going to feel before everything is magically fixed. But like, if you can feel your body shutting down, then you need to take a look at the things that you're doing and maybe stop the crazy juice cleanses.
Yeah. And just the water, the level of water. And drinking water is great. I drink probably almost a gallon of water a day, but, you know, that's not the only thing in my diet. Yeah. I had heat stroke once, and it was a horrible feeling. And I remember being at work and just feeling totally out of it. But I to compensate for that, I was drinking so much water. And I remember a friend of mine in the office came over to check on me, and he was just like, "You don't look good." And he said, "What have you been doing?" I said, "Well, I'm just trying to drink as much water as possible, because I had a heat stroke last night. I was out really late at a concert and it was like 110 degrees. And he said, "Well, you need salt." And so he went and got me pretzels.
Yeah.
And it was like smelling salts. Like, I came back to life so quickly just from sucking on the pretzels and just having the salt intake. And if I had kept going down that road, I would have ended up in the hospital. But you think you're doing the right thing. You think, oh, I'm just giving my body more water and I need to drink more. But you have to, everything in moderation, and you've got to balance it out. That's so scary, though.
It really is. A lot of these celebrities don't help. I remember, I think it was Ashton Kutcher, after his divorce from Demi Moore, was saying he locked himself away for 2 weeks. Do you remember that? And didn't eat. I think it was Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. And he was seeing visions, and he was just writing. If you're seeing visions, time to eat a hamburger.
Right.
All right, as we continue on the DJV show, 15 minutes past the hour. Speaking of things that you might like to ingest, coffee and red wine, anyone? Well, sometimes coffee and red wine leave your teeth a little stained, but we have a risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. A bright white smile, no matter what business you're in or what your situation is, a bright white smile is really important. It's how people see. It's probably the first thing that people see about you when they meet you. So I was instantly amazed by the results of Power Swabs. Now I don't think twice about smiling, doing Instagram pictures, selfies. You can get up nice and close, and my teeth look pretty darn good. So don't give up your coffee or your wine. Transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes every single day with Power Swabs. They're super fast, easy, and hygienist approved. Just snap, swab, and smile. It really is that simple. And you can get Power Swabs today with our exclusive offer that's not available online or in stores. Call for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today, 800-208-1797.
He learned a pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 line to port in. Video streams at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. ADD prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A little trending health news here on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland. And ladies, I think that this story really caught my attention because scientists are now thinking that maybe they can stop the aging process. How
All
about
right.
this?
I'm listening.
The scientists now believe that aging itself is responsible for many of the big serious medical conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, even diabetes. And they think that they've found a way to turn it off. Anti-aging drugs are currently being trialed in humans, and unlike previous tests, which have focused on a single disease, these drugs work on a broad spectrum, like an antibiotic almost, preventing or alleviating most age-related illnesses and frailty. They started this test on rats, mice, of course, and as part of this trial, you can see in pictures and evidence that go along with this that one of the mice looks pretty beat up, got no hair, looks kind of pudgy, aging. The other mouse looks pretty young and healthy. They're the same age because of the ingestion of these anti-aging drugs. In mice, the drugs extend lifespan by 36%, which is the equivalent of adding 30 years to humans. How about that? And the crucial part of this is that the animals actually remained in good health. So it wasn't like their quality of life was suffering those extra bits of time. I don't know. If someone said, hey, I could extend your life 30 years and you'd feel good, you'd have less trouble with disease, I'd be into it. How about you guys? Mm,
absolutely. 100%.
Kara's like, I'm 25. I don't need to worry about this.
Yeah, that's obviously. It's a pretty obvious answer. Yes, I'd be into it.
It's the DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Time to spot a spark. Conversation, verbal elation, simulation. Share our situation.
That's the voice of Jill Scott on the DJV show. Dougie's in Ireland this week. The lady is here with music news. And this one is going to be a lot of fun, guys. Victoria, I'll go to you for this story because Live Nation has announced a lineup that is pretty incredible for the 2019 R&B Summer Block Party. Big headliners for this thing.
Yeah, Jill Scott, Anthony Hamilton, who's awesome. If you don't know Anthony Hamilton, he's got an amazing voice. Jasmine Sullivan, not familiar with her, but Faith Evans and Boyz II Men, of course, yes. Everybody knows them. So this is the fifth year of the Summer Block Party, and it will also see the festival expanding from 3 locations to 4. The festival will return to Philadelphia on June 29th. It'll be in Houston on July 6th, Chicago July 13th, and then it makes its debut in Dallas on July 5th. And for the 2019 series, Grammy winner Jill Scott will appear on all 4 dates as the headliner. Faith Evans will take the stage with Jill Scott at the Toyota Music Factory in Dallas. Boyz II Men, Faith Evans, and Lucky Day join Jill Scott at the Cynthia Woods Pavilion in Houston the following day. And the R&B Summer Block Party has actually sold out every show since its inception in 2015. And last year we saw Erykah Badu, Miguel, Babyface, Ludacris, and lots more from the R&B world. And so tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. local time.
It seems like Friday, April 5th, we've heard that date a lot.
I know, right?
In music news. So that must be the date for all of the cool summer stuff that's happening. So watch your emails if you sign up for Ticketmaster. You get all these offers. Now, I think this is kind of fun because you get to travel with it a little bit, which is pretty cool. All those different locations and venues. Fun way to spend a weekend, so you can check that out. Also going on today in music news, Kelly Clarkson, Dan and Shay, they're going to announce the 2019 Billboard Music Award nominees. They're going to do it on the Today Show. That'll happen on Thursday morning. The trio will unveil the names of the nominees in 5 different categories during the 8 a.m. hour of today. which the remaining categories will be unveiled on the social channels, of course, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The three-hour award show will showcase this year's hottest musical acts and feature unexpected collaborations, which is always a lot of fun, a lot of buzzworthy moments. The Billboard Music Award nominees and winners are based on key fan interactions with music, which is the cool and unique part about that, including album and digital song sales, streaming, radio airplay, touring, and social engagement. So this isn't about the critics. This is about what people are actually listening to and interacting with on their devices and radios. Yeah, I like that part, too. The awards are based on the chart period March 23rd, 2018 through March 7th, 2019. So you get a full year. Clarkson hosted the Billboard Music Awards last year, which featured big wins by Taylor Swift and Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Camila Cabello, I'm like Doug, Chris Stapleton, Bruno Mars, Imagine Dragons, and Ed Sheeran. This year's Billboard Music Awards for 2019 will air on NBC from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas on May the 1st. So this should be a lot of fun. What's going to be the big hit, ladies? What will be the big trending songs? I believe for country, it'll probably be something Florida Georgia Line-ish. Mm-hmm. What about in the pop music sphere? What's going to be the big nominee, do you think?
I think Ariana Grande is probably going to sweep this year.
That's right, with her new album.
Yeah, with her new album, everything that she's released so far has just gone to number one, and it's there's so much buzz about it, and the videos that she's done, and of course, her fan interaction, which is, like you said, Jen, is part of the criteria. Her fan interaction is right up there along with Taylor Swift.
I agree. So, you know, she's actually in that time period between March of last year and March of this year, she put out two albums. So she's got a whole lot of songs that could be nominated. I don't know that that's really happened before. Most people take a couple years to put albums out. So
yeah. I think Kelly Clarkson's hosting again, which she did a great job last year.
She's always so cute. Yeah, she's a great host. I think very likable. So good luck to all those potential nominees at 28 Past the Hour with DJ V Show.
Lowe's knows you'll do spring right by saving on everything you need to get your garden growing. We do it right, too, with incredible deals to help you save during our Spring Black Friday sale, like Bonnie Vegetable and Herb Plants, 4 for $10. And for a clean-looking landscape, pick up 5 bags of Scott's Mulch for just $10. Whatever's on your spring to-do list, hurry in and save during our Spring Black Friday sale. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid on Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute. Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both? Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after $16.25 per month. Credit applied within two bills. Requires 18-month lease. If cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad support a plan for account coverage and offer not available everywhere. Switch taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump promised he would release his tax returns after he was audited, but House Democrats say they aren't waiting anymore. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal has formally asked the IRS for 6 years of Mr. Trump's personal and business returns. Neal decided to take the step of writing to the IRS asking for the 6 years of returns. He cited the fact that the IRS had a policy of auditing the tax returns of all sitting presidents and vice presidents. But, he said, little is known about the effectiveness of this program. The president was asked about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen recently told Congress he doesn't believe the president is being audited. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Minutes past the hour is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. He may be popping in this hour to surprise us, tell us what's going on the ground. In the meantime, it's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Victoria Keelan has a trending story.
Well, do we all remember the Alliance of American Football, also known as AAF?
No.
Yep. No one does. And that's why it's trending, because it's only 8 weeks into its first season and it's already donezo. So, and this is really sad actually for the employees of the Alliance of American Football. They basically found out.
This wasn't Vince McMahon's thing, was it?
No, this was okay. Dick Ebersol's son's thing. So Dick Ebersol and his son, I forget his name now, son Ebersol and a few other people, they tried to create this Alliance of American Football. And it just didn't take off at all. And unfortunately for people who were actually working for the company, they found out over social media that they no longer had a job. And so this was in an email sent to the employees on Tuesday outlining what was happening with the AAF. They basically said, over the last year, we've been able to realize some amazing accomplishments. We launched a football league that no one watched, a groundbreaking sports technology, an APP, I guess that's their way of saying app. they basically did nothing with this. No one even knew about it. And they ran out of money. And so it's kind of not surprising. They are basically $70 million in debt. Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian are the two, they were the two who started this, along with Dick Ebersole, of course, who's Charlie's father. So this was a big disappointment, and they say they're trying to regroup and kind of build up equity and to relaunch this. But I just don't see how you could even relaunch this. This is just, you know, done.
And who comes in to work again? Wow, that is usually they make it through a full season or something.
Yeah, you would
after
think.
8 weeks.
Now, the Vince McMahon thing, that's the XFL. That's the new XFL. That has not launched yet, I don't think.
That's what I was thinking about, because the XFL, I remember when it was a thing, and that lasted for a season or two. But I couldn't remember if he had rebranded it. But he is coming back under that XFL logo, I guess, which is a good thing. It makes you wonder if this is a warning shot to him, though, that maybe there's just not a market for this. Because I think his proposal was to have it played during the same time as well, right? Wasn't it going to be during the spring months?
I think so, yeah. It was going to be off-season. It wouldn't conflict with the NFL. But I just don't think... And I live with a sports producer, and he has zero interest in anything outside of the NFL in terms of football. So the CFL, no one cares about, unless maybe you're in Canada. But even then, I don't think it does that well. And then having this new American Alliance, or Alliance of American Football, which is a stupid name because I can't even say it. And then having XFL, I don't know. I just think that the NFL ratings have already taken such a big hit. And it's not, it's part of it is the political stuff, but part of it is also, I think people are just kind of like over football. And, you know, I don't know that launching two different football leagues is the answer. And I think you're right. This may be a warning shot to Vince McMahon and letting him know, like, hey, maybe don't invest all of your money because it might not work.
Well, and I think Vince McMahon said he was going to capitalize on kind of the anti-football backlash after the kneeling scandal and the going back and forth. And, of course, the way the NFL, there's so much criticism for the NFL, the way they treat some of their players, including not only condoning these head injuries, putting them back. You know, there's always that controversy. But also the way that they handle people who are found to be wife abusers or animal abusers, they let them right back into the sport. And so I think Vince McMahon had come out and said, look, we're going to have a really tight league. We're going to have none of these problems. We're going to run things better. Yeah. But do people have more of an appetite for that type of sport? Are they going to be looking somewhere else? Are they going to be looking to another entertainment avenue to keep to kind of feed that need? I think that's the question. And obviously you're seeing that they don't have that appetite with this story where after 8 weeks, this league just folds.
And probably the biggest loser in all of this is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, the hockey team. He invested $250 million into this new league.
Nice.
And this league started on February 9th. And basically, did anyone hear about it? Because I don't remember even hearing the launch on February 9th. So this has just been kind of doomed from the start. And the owner of Mr. Dundon, who is the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, he actually said that part of the problem was the NFL Players Association. They could have helped this become a success, but they weren't willing to give any young players up. And so they said they can't be a development league if they're only getting, like, you know, the older guys. And that is true. That's sort of like every movie where it's like every football movie where, you know, the replacement players come in. And so you can't make a league based on that. That has been tried so many times, and it just never works. So it's, you know, RIP to the AAF.
LOL. Yeah. Unless you've lost $250 million, mm-hmm. then it's not mm-hmm. a laughing matter at all. All right. In some other news, it's not a laughing matter. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has been talking all week long about the Trump administration and the immigration crisis at the southern border. And this week, ladies, she called it a Category 5 hurricane disaster, on par with that. She said that they're bringing all agencies together. They're asking everybody to chip in. Border Patrol agents are working very long hours without a lot of breaks in between. And the U.S. military is there. They've also made the request to add more military to the southern border. They've got thousands of people, including a story I just heard, an 8.5-month pregnant woman coming across the border this week who was starting to go into labor. The Border Patrol agents had to take her to an American hospital. And you have a lot of these drug traffickers, these coyotes who are making immense promises to people coming from Central America. And they're using them. They're taking their money. In some cases, they're sexually abusing them, physically abusing them. And it's a really bad scene right now for Border Patrol to try to keep up with. The Trump administration this week had promised maybe on Friday that they would kind of double down and make an announcement that they would close the border, which led all of us here to go, oh, no, what about our avocados and our guacamole and our raspberries that won't be coming in from Mexico? But now they seem to have softened that stance a bit. We don't know what the president will do on Friday when he's in Calexico. But it seems, Victoria and Kara, that they're softening their tone a bit because Mexico has agreed, at least in the short term, to start checking paperwork at their southern border, which wasn't being done. If you can imagine, the new president of Mexico came into office and said, we want to be, you have love in our heart. We want to act in a humanitarian way. And so we're just going to let everybody who wants to come in. Well, the problem is they're not staying in Mexico. They're walking right through trying to get in here, and that's causing mm-hmm. a big problem. That's why the uptick in the number of border apprehensions since January, especially when this president took over.
And the funny thing is, not funny, haha, but kind of amusing, the avocado thing. Did you see the backlash about the avocados?
Oh, people were going crazy.
People lose their minds, and everyone's, of course, blaming millennials. Oh, millennials and their avocado toast. They're freaking out. That's the only reason that they're going to be that they're going to pay attention to this issue is because of their love for avocados. Well, we do have Cinco de Mayo coming up. We're in prime guacamole season, so President Trump, here's my message. You can't take away our avocados.
Yeah,
we need our avocados.
When you touch the avocados, I know.
Think about what's going to happen to your avocado tree in your front yard.
It's going to be shut down.
Yeah. People are going to start
closing down my avocados.
Well, your neighbors are going to steal your avocados from your tree.
It's a good thing mine are out of season right now, so I'm lucky. Hopefully nobody will be climbing my tree. The only stuff falling off now, it's pretty few and far between, so. All right. As we continue on the DJV show, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. You've heard us talking about this for a long time here on the program. And Calitrin, speaking of long times, has a lot of success behind them, 20 years to be exact. It's all natural, drug and stimulant free. And Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You only need to take Calitrin once a day, right before you go to bed. Calitrin works while you sleep. It won't give you the jitters, it won't keep you awake, and it won't cause an upset stomach like a lot of the other products that are out there on the market. Get better sleep and shed pounds with Calitrin. It's easy, and there's a 90-day supply available now. You'll get 90 days free when you buy a 90-day supply, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. So go to toploss.com, and use the promo code DJV to start losing weight today.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolate.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh my goodness. Life is like a box of chocolate.
Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile, super reliable, super fast nationwide network, and get 4 lines, each with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month. Plus, get 4 free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 gigabits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. ADD prioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hatchimals are magical eggs that need your love and care to hatch. But there's a lot of high tech inside. It's made by a company called Spin Master, and we asked VP Ben Dermer to fill us in on this innovative toy of the year.
Hatchimals are cute little characters that can actually hatch out of a real egg. They're electronic, little robotic characters with a cute plushy furry skin, different animals crossed with bird breeds, and it will actually peck or push its way through the eggshell and break open. It's a large egg with character inside, and there's sensors all over the egg so that it can detect when you touch it, when you tap on it, if you move it around or shake it. And through your nurturing and loving caring, you actually encourage the creature to break out.
And it literally hatches. Check them out at Hatchimals.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 minutes past the hour, the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is in Ireland this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen are here. And not a great week for David Blaine. Victoria, some new allegations are out against him, right?
Yeah, the NYPD, the Special Victims Unit, which sounds like the TV show, but it's actually the real-life thing, they've launched an investigation into a sexual assault allegation against David Blaine, of course, the musician, the magician, from mostly in Vegas is where we know him from. He's got a few TV specials. And the chief of detectives in New York has said that there are actually two women who say that Blaine sexually assaulted them. The report says one of the cases, which took place at his Manhattan apartment in 1998, might be outside of the statute of limitations. In 2006, New York eliminated the statute of limitations for cases committed after that point involving first-degree rape, criminal sexual acts, and aggravated sexual abuse. So they're trying to figure out now, I guess, where that case would stand. Now, he's actually been accused of sexual abuse at least once before. In November of 2016, a model named Natasha Prince filed a police report with London's Metropolitan Police Service accusing David Blaine of raping her in the summer of 2004 when she was 21 years old. And now that investigation didn't really lead to any charges, but the new investigation with the two different women is being handled by the New York PD. So we'll see where that comes out. David Blaine has not really made any statements yet. His lawyer has said that at the time, his lawyer said that he has never done anything like this and is innocent. But we'll see if this is just another, grab for attention or if this is actually something that really happened.
Yeah, everybody gets their day to prove themselves. But I think it's so important you brought up the statute of limitations in New York. So many states are following suit with that and ending that process, because it used to be that there was such a limited time that you could come forward with these claims. So kind of interesting to note there. We'll continue to follow the story as the DJV show rolls on. It's 49 minutes past the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour on Good Day Health, and this week Doug is traveling through Ireland. He speaks with guest Brian Nolan today about the Irish healthcare system and natural foods and remedies being used in Europe that Americans should know about.
Brian Nolan is here now at Good Day Health. The focus is on what is appropriate in Ireland when it comes to the bank of organs that are donated and used here. We have a system in America, but I thought you could tell us a very interesting story about how organ donors are handled here, and a special way. We're in Galway, where you are, and there's a park that's been dedicated to people who are organ donors. Explain, please.
There is. It's a unique park, the only one in the world, as far as I know, and they have stones there from every continent and from every county in Ireland. The stones that they got from the continents, they have a stone from the hospital in South Africa, from the hospital that Dr. Christian Bernard did the first heart-to-heart transplant, and they have a stone from Chicago, and so on. So it's there because a lady whose son was killed in a car accident, she was devastated. They had harvested tested his organs before he died, and he gave his eyes and his kidneys and so on to someone. And when a year or two later, she decided on doing something positive. So she built an organ donor park, an existing park that was decrepit and not used and sort of certainly disrespected. So she's made this a stunning place to go, a haven of peace and tranquility, and I suppose reflection. And if you want to remember someone who's died, or someone who's on a waiting list or in trouble right now with their organs, kidney failure or whatever, on dialysis, this is a place to go and meet like-minded people. So people wander in and out all day, some bring the kids there, the dog there. It's a park of about 2 acres, and beautiful, beautiful plantings and stunning stonework, all done by Mike Walsh, the guy from the cottage who built the Claddagh Cottage.
We're in Ireland this week for a conversation with lots of different people about lots of things culturally, historically, what it's like to live in this country, what Americans be curious. There's so many Irish in America, and so many Americans want to come to Ireland. It's like a crisscross.
It certainly is. And we had spoken earlier about celiac disease.
Yes.
And I had mentioned to you that that I felt that the Irish nation, the people from Ireland, have the highest incidence of celiac in the world. Curiously, lots of Americans discovered that they are celiac sufferers.
Yours truly,
including. And they are intolerant to gluten and whatever wheat products and so on. And they discovered to their amazement, if they do a DNA test, which you can do easily in America nowadays, that they have Irish ancestry. And I think that that is a lot of the cause of gluten intolerance in North America. We were meat eaters, disconnected from Europe. Our people, the Celtic people, had walked there 30,000 years ago across the ice bridge that connected Europe to Britain and to Ireland. And then one day the ice melted. We were stuck in Ireland, a little island, uninterfered with for 30,000 years until about 1000 AD. So the arrival of the Vikings and then the Normans and then the English. So prior to that, our native diet was hazelnuts and seaweeds and, of course, meat. We had lots of meat, deer and antelope and buffalo and bear. We had 23 different words for bear in the Irish language. There's no bears in Ireland nowadays. We had wolves, we had all sorts, and of course, beautiful fish from the sea. So I don't know, we ate much grain. Grain was developed in Europe. It took thousands of years to develop the grain we now know about. But of course, we didn't have any of that in Ireland because no one came to us. There were no boats. So we were uniquely meat eaters, and eventually that showed itself in an intolerance to wheat. It's an interesting fact. Oddly enough, we're not allergic to beer. We drink a lot of Guinness. Curiously, Guinness is very low in gluten.
Is it?
Yeah, and there's another one called Murphy's, which has nearly zero gluten. So it's an interesting...
So Murphy's Law is...
Murphy's Law,
Murphy's,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no gluten.
And you know, Murphy was an optimist.
Really? I'm not surprised. I hear that. Right. All right, give me 60 seconds on seaweed and the fishing culture here. There's a river in Galway that has terrific current.
It roars along at 30 miles an hour, the Corrib River.
It's loaded with salmon.
It's loaded with salmon, 8 to 18-pound salmon. You can catch an 18-pound salmon in the centre of our city on a fly rod.
Wow.
Okay, you have to buy a license. It's €100 for the license. You can catch 8 salmon during the year if you want to. I use a hand grenade. It's much easier.
Of course it is. So, the seaweed component to help.
Seaweed. We've eaten seaweed because, again, we didn't have those grains that you had across Europe. And we've many thousands of different varieties of seaweed. So we've used it as a health cure, as a cure for colds and coughs and whatever it be. And pretty much a cure for anything else that ails you. If it doesn't kill you, it can cure you, probably.
All right, there it is. The story of eternal life from the folks in Galway in Ireland. Doug Stephan traveling. Brian Nolan is here, who's an expert on pretty much everything. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.